time now for the 1215 News, brought to you by Boyd Furniture and Mattress Center in downtown Wayne City, where you get everyday low prices on Serta, Ashley, Catnapper, and Benchcraft furniture. Today's Fairfield area weather forecast calls for partly sunny skies with a high of 88. Tonight, clear with a low of 62. I'm Jeff Vaughn reporting the news. Fairfield resident Corey Musgrave officially announced his intention to run for Illinois State Representative today on the Morning Coffee program on WFIW. He currently serves as the senior pastor at New Beginnings Church in Fairfield. Musgrave's official announcement included his intentions to protect the unborn, preserve Second Amendment rights, and lower taxes. He also opposes some environmental policies that are hurting industry in southeast Illinois.
I've spoken with oil producers, with people that utilize in a responsible way our natural resources here in the 109th District, and we are blessed with a lot of those. But it's sad to see in Illinois, we see representatives from Chicago who really have no understanding of what happens with some of the gathering of the natural resources, the responsible use of them, and they put policies in place that really hinder our local economy. And so one of the things for the 109 to thrive is to be able to utilize and gather and market those resources in a responsible manner. And so one of my goals is to stand up and be a strong voice for the responsible use of those.
Musgrave is endorsed by Darren Bailey, the current state representative from the 109th District. Bailey announced earlier this week his intention to run for state senate. Both Bailey and Musgrave are running as Republicans. The primary election will be held next year on March 17th. More news next.
Hi folks, it's Sandy at Gill Sales and Service. Have I got some good news for you. The Classic Speed Queen washer is back. You know, the one that has a two-speed motor with all-metal transmission. And ladies, guess what? There's no lid lock. These units are tested for 10,400 cycles and designed to deliver 25 years life expectancy in the home. It's also covered by a 3-year part and labor warranty. Come in and check out these old-style new machines at Gill Sales and Service, 1605 West Main in Fairfield. We have free delivery within 20 miles and service after the sale. That's Gill Sales and Service in Fairfield.
Why should we eat dinner together more often? Dinner is a time to relax, recharge, laugh, tell stories, and catch up on the day's ups and downs while developing a sense of who we are as a family. That's what Sisney Key Market prides itself on, providing a home-like environment and a great meal while allowing families to spend the time together they deserve with no worries. Stop by your hometown grocery connection, Sisney Key Market, today on the square in Sisney, where dinner and family go hand in hand.
This is Fred from BNC Bicycles in Mount Vernon and the Salem Bike Shop. Hopefully the rains are finally behind us and it is time to get back into shape. During the month of July, all Comfort and Hybrid bikes are on special to get any beginner cyclists or prior cyclists biking again. We carry brands such as Narco, Marin, Niner, and KHS. Come on in to BNC Bicycles in Mount Vernon or Salem Bike Shop. Let us help you find your right bike or get that golden oldie ready to roll again.
In other news, one person was taken to the Fairfield Memorial Hospital emergency room after a 3-car accident near Klein's Corner east of Fairfield yesterday afternoon. According to police reports, at approximately 3:50, 41-year-old Ellery resident Barbara J. Kelly and 36-year-old Fairfield resident Peter J. Dobbs were following a slow-moving farm implement on Highway 15. 24-year-old Bone Gap resident Tyler J. Fields then came up behind Dobbs in a 2009 Chevy Traverse. He failed to reduce his speed and struck the 2002 Chevy Impala driven by Dobbs in the rear. The impact caused Dobbs to strike Kelly's 2008 Chevy Colorado as well. Wayne County EMS responded to the accident and a tow truck was called to the scene. The vehicles sustained over $1,500 damage. Kelly was later cited by Wayne County deputies for operating uninsured, and Fields was cited for failure to reduce speed to avoid an accident. 27-year-old Carmi resident Justin R. Kays was booked in the Wayne County Jail yesterday afternoon. Kays was wanted on a Wayne County warrant for failure to appear in court on a charge of possession of meth. He was lodged in the jail and held, pending the posting of $845 bond. The City of Fairfield would like to remind contractors and residents that the city is not responsible for any yard waste or debris left by contractors. This includes, but is not limited to, grass clippings, brush, and limbs. Contractors must dispose of yard waste and debris themselves. Questions or concerns can be directed to City Hall at 842-2294. The Wayne County 4-H Rabbit Show was held yesterday at the fairgrounds. In fancy breeds, Grace Milligan won Champion Doe and Carol Lee Barnfield won Reserve Champion Doe. Macy Edwards won both Champion and Reserve Champion Buck. In commercial breeds, Cooper Weinsberg won Champion Doe and Carol Lee Barnfield won Reserve Champion Doe. Callie Weinsberg won Champion Buck and Casey Kinsolving won Reserve Champion Buck. Macy Edwards won Best of Show, and Cooper Weinsberg won Best Opposite. Grace Milligan was the Senior Showmanship winner, along with Grand Champion Meat Pen. Kendall Barnfield was Junior Showmanship winner and Reserve Champion Meat Pen. In light of the recent hot temperatures, Fairfield Memorial Hospital is reminding the public that it is a designated cooling center for Wayne County residents. The hospital cafeteria is open from 6:30 a.m. to 8:30 p.m. for people needing relief from extreme heat. Ice water and iced tea will be available to all visitors, and FMH will continue to be the designated cooling center while the temperature or heat index remains in triple digits throughout the summer. The hospital also has a few tips for keeping cool, including staying in air-conditioned spaces as much as possible and drinking lots of water and natural juices. It also recommends keeping shades drawn, blinds closed, and electric lights turned off or down. People are also encouraged to wear loose, light cotton clothing, and they shouldn't eat heavy meals or cook with an oven. FMH also says people should not sit in a hot car, and a child should never be left in a hot car for any amount of time. People should check on family members, friends, and neighbors to make sure they stay cool and safe. Anyone who needs emergency medical attention should call 911. Springfield attorney Dan Shearing spent 2 hours last night detailing his recommendations for next steps to the Fairfield City Council Finance Committee. Back in February, Shearing gave 5 pages of corrective steps for the city in fixing 2 tax increment financing funds that date back almost 30 years. Mayor Brent McGuire says 3 immediate actions were obvious after last night's meeting. First, the city needs to assess the original budget to see the history of expenditures and determine what adjustments need to be made for the duration of TIF.
Also, since there we've identified that problem between the TIF 1 and TIF 2 boundaries, we will be engaging the services of a surveyor to look at the legal description to give us an actual map regarding that. And then the third thing that we'll be doing is also enlisting our auditors to do a very specific scope of work regarding, you know, expenses that have occurred over the entire life of TIF since it was first enacted to find out what the actual numbers are on surplus.
Those surplus numbers are of great interest to the other taxing bodies that serve Fairfield, as they believe they are owed 40% of the TIF money collected. So far, no money has been shared by the city with the schools, the library, the park district, or the college. This spring, the city approved the use of over $1.7 million of the TIF balance on a water distribution system upgrade under Main and Delaware Streets. Prior to that decision, the accounts had a balance of nearly $3 million. The Wayne County Board will meet tonight at 7. Once again, much of the scheduled business on the agenda will deal with concerns over county law enforcement. Sandy Beeson, Ken Neff, and Van Brentlinger are once again scheduled to address the board. They and several others spoke to the board last month and voiced their concerns that the Sheriff's Department wasn't following up on their different cases. Board Chairman Steve Earhart stated at that time that he had spoken with Sheriff Mike Everett, who assured him that their cases were a high priority for the department. Chairman Earhart also told the group that night that the board did not manage the Sheriff's Office. On the agenda tonight, however, is a discussion concerning reforming a jail and sheriff advisory committee. A jail committee reportedly existed a few years ago, but board members decided to disband it. The only other item of business for the board comes from the Highway Department, as board members are expected to hear a resolution reappointing the county highway engineer. The Wayne County 4-H Swine Show was held at the fairgrounds yesterday. Andrew Smith won champion female, and Hunter Greenwalt won reserve champion female. Harv Kaiser won champion barrow, and Hunter Greenwalt also took home reserve champion barrow. Chelsea Greenwalt won senior showmanship, and Chastity Greenwalt won senior showmanship alternate. Hunter Greenwalt won junior showmanship, and Harv Kaiser was junior showmanship alternate. Logan Hodges won rate of gain. 4-H activities will largely wrap up at the fairgrounds today, as awards will officially be given at 5, and the 4-H Foundation Livestock Auction will begin at 5:30. Mini sprints will take center stage at the grandstands tonight, as Fair Board President Gary Carter explains.
The mini sprints. If you remember, this is a long time ago, they used to have the midgets at the fairgrounds, and they run on the half mile track. Well, these will not be running on the half mile track. These cars will be running on a track that we build for them in front of the grandstand, and they're a little bit smaller vehicle, but they put on a really good race. They run a lot over at Wayne City, and so it's kind of the same cars. We'll have different cars also, but I'm really thinking this is going to be exciting to see.
The mini sprints will begin at 7 o'clock. Registration for the 2019-2020 school year for students in the Jasper School District will be held on July 23rd from noon to 6 at Jasper School. Parents of kindergarten students who pre-registered at Jasper in the spring will also need to complete the registration process on the 23rd. Children are eligible to attend school this year if they will be 5 years old on or before September 1st. Parents of all students must provide proof of residency in the school district by showing a current piece of non-junk mail or renter's receipt. Parents of new students should bring a certified copy of their child's birth certificate and immunization records. The $35 fee for the school year will be payable at registration. The first day of school at Jasper will be August 16th with a 2 o'clock dismissal. In other Wayne County registration dates, Jeff will hold registration today until 6 p.m. The Fairfield Public School District will hold its registration on July 16th from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. and from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. on July 17th. FCHS will have registration on July 30th from 1 to 6 p.m. and on the 31st from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. New Hope and Wayne City will have their registrations on August 1st from 11 to 6 and 11 to 7, respectively. North Wayne Schools will have theirs on August 7th from 1 to 3 and 4 to 6. Chris Miller, with the National Weather Service in Lincoln, says, at least in central Illinois, the rainy pattern is going to continue as we move through July. He believes the entirety of the Corn Belt could be looking at a wet month.
Unfortunately, we're looking for this kind of a rainy pattern to continue. It looks like, you know, again, I talk about these fronts. Typically this time of the year, a front will set up, cold front will develop way up in the upper Midwest. Instead, it looks like we could have some fronts kind of stalled out from Kansas, Nebraska, almost due east into Iowa, Missouri, right into central Illinois. That would give us a more than adequate potential for showers and storms, but also for cooler temperatures. The more rain we get, the more clouds we have, this can keep temperatures down. So we're looking for a return to the wet pattern.
Miller points to later this month when things could turn around and become more typical of summer with hot and dry conditions.
As we get really late into July and the first part of August, we are starting to see a trend that we could end up with a little bit drier conditions, which everybody would absolutely love at this point because we got so much moisture out there, some areas can't take anymore. And so we may trend toward a, you know, later July, early August, drier conditions. And then as we head the late summer into the fall, some of the longer range projections are indicating late summer, again, continuing kind of on the cooler side. We're not really looking for this summer to be one of those, you know, where we see a whole bunch of 90 degree days. I think we're gonna come in quite a bit below normal as far as the hot weather is concerned when the whole summer is said and done and wrapped up.
Farmers might be curious to know that Miller is seeing the possibility of above normal temperatures for the harvest season. That's his forecast for now, though he's not sure it will hold, as hurricane season could shake things up. Governor J.B. Pritzker is defending the decision to remove the country band Confederate Railroad from the concert lineup at the DuQuoin State Fair. Kim Howard has the story.
Officials pulled the act from the Southern Illinois Fair over concerns about the group's name and the use of the Confederate flag. Some have questioned why rapper Snoop Dogg hasn't been nixed from the State Fair in Springfield's lineup as well, citing his 2017 album Make America Crip Again, an imagery of a dead body with a toe tag reading Trump. Governor Pritzker responds.
There is an enormous difference, Taman, between, you know, the political satire, the discussion by a single artist, his, you know, political views, and the representation of truly millions of people being enslaved, hundreds of thousands of people being killed under the banner of treason, essentially.
Snoop Dogg performs at the Illinois State Fair on Friday, August 16th. At the state capitol, I'm Kim Howard.
Confederate Railroad has since been booked at Black Diamond Harley-Davidson in Marion on September 5th. Illinois is temporarily unable to pay unemployment benefits and accept any new unemployment claims or mandatory certifications through its website or mobile site. The state estimates payments will be delayed for about 29,000 people. Technology troubleshooters have been working to fix a database error that's causing problems with the website and the agency's ability to access claim information, according to a statement from the Illinois Department of Employment Security. The department expects the issues to be resolved by the end of the week, though the cause of the malfunction is not yet known. Until the matter is resolved, people will need to file unemployment claims or certify their unemployment status via a call center at 800-244-5631 or by visiting an IDES office. Problems with the unemployment computer system apparently began on Monday. That's the news. Area deaths next.
Post frame buildings continue to pop up all over the area. And at Graver Post Buildings, they've been putting up buildings for over 40 years. Garages, pole barns, storage buildings, workshops, apartments, even indoor basketball courts, and some of the most attractive commercial buildings in the state. Every job is specific and unique to your wants and your needs. Graver Post also has packages for contractors and do-it-yourselfers. So for your next building or roofing project, call for a free quote at Graver Post, 800-264-5013.
Hey, did you go out for breakfast?
Yep, got a sausage McMuffin with egg from McDonald's, melty cheese, and a buttery English muffin. You?
Cereal. Just dry cereal.
You know, that kind of looks like what we feed the parakeet.
Yeah, it's probably why he's giving me the stink eye.
Good thing I got a McMuffin for you, too.
There's a better way to breakfast.
Get a savory sausage biscuit with crispy hash browns for just $1.50. Price and participation may vary for a limited time. Cannot be combined with combo meal.
My new poem. Ready? Here's the scoop on summer fun for absolutely everyone. Tons of things you'll like to do. Come explore Mesker Park Zoo. Take a ride on a paddle boat. Pretend you're cruising a castle moat. The animals here are so exciting. And this is something really inviting. The new Budgie Walkabout. Feed the birds, so check it out. Summer fun at Mesker Park Zoo and Botanic Garden. Details at meskerparkzoo.com.
Currently in Fairfield, it is 84. It's time now to check the latest stock market numbers brought to you by Andrew Diesel, your Edward Jones financial representative, located at 101 East Delaware, Suite A in Fairfield. The Dow was at 27,052, up 191. The NASDAQ is at 8,220, up 17. August crude oil is at $60.49, and that is up 6 cents. This is Eric Dunn reporting for WFIW News.
Local and area deaths brought to you by Nails Funeral Home in Fairfield and Albion. Nails Funeral Home, locally owned and operated, serving the area with professionalism and care in your family's time of need. 83-year-old Millshoals resident Jean Bailey died at 10:50 p.m. on Wednesday at Hamilton Memorial Hospital in McLeansboro. He ran a welding and repair shop in Millshoals. Jean Bailey is survived by his wife, June Bailey of Millshoals, sons David Bailey and Daryl Bailey, both of Fairfield, one grandson, brothers Roy and June D. Bailey, both of Sisney, and one sister, Louise Rodatz of Wayne City. Graveside services for Jean Bailey will be held at 1 o'clock p.m. on Saturday at Burnt Prairie Cemetery. Visitation will be from 11 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. on Saturday at Johnson & Vaughn Funeral Home in Fairfield. Johnson & Vaughn Funeral Home is in charge of arrangements. And a reminder, our obituaries are updated regularly at WFIWradio.com. I'm Jeff Vaughn reporting.
Your classic hits, WFIW 104.9. Fairfield area weather for today, partly sunny skies. Today's high will be around 88. Clear skies tonight with a low of 62 and sunny skies tomorrow. Tomorrow's high will be around 85. Now look for Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. Sunny skies on Saturday. Saturday's high will be around 90 with a low of 70. Mostly sunny skies on Sunday. Sunday's high will be around 90 with a low of 68. Then partly sunny skies on Monday. Monday's high will be around 88 with a low of 72.